It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
Tutcher and Rich.
Good morning, guys. How's everyone today?
Oh, it's just a day after day of delight.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Meet Dan, a happy, fun-loving guy from Massachusetts.
Let's make this an APD in here today. An all-positive day.
2020 started out like any other year for Dan. A trip to Disney. Then, Red Sox spring training.
Morning. How we doing?
His own personal heaven.
All good. No complaints. Morning.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
If Heineken Silver was a 60-second radio ad, it'd tell you all the stuff you need to know in only 30 seconds to keep things light and refreshing. Seriously, time me. Heineken Silver, a world-class light beer that's surprisingly crisp and refreshing, made with only premium quality ingredients and just 2.9 grams of carbs and 95 calories, all without compromising on taste. Heineken Silver, all the taste, no bitter endings. Order now at Heineken.com/silver. Must be 21 and older to purchase. Enjoy Heineken responsibly. Whew, 30 seconds, that's it. Done. Peace.
Tutcher and Rich.
Good morning, guys. How's everyone today?
Oh, it's just a day after day of delight.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Meet Dan, a happy, fun-loving guy from Massachusetts.
Let's make this an APD in here today. An all-positive day.
2020 started out like any other year for Dan. A trip to Disney. Then, Red Sox spring training.
Morning. How we doing?
His own personal heaven.
All good. No complaints. Morning. Morning.
But 2020 had other plans.
Fans, due to unforeseen circumstances, the game tonight has been postponed.
No.
We're also going to close sports facilities.
No.
I don't think we ever should ever shake hands ever again, to be honest with you.
No.
162-game season in the postseason format that we have, we're probably not going to be able to do that this year.
No.
Brady and an Arian system with Leftwich and Godwin and Evans.
No.
No. No. No. No. No.
Hello? Where am I? I can't see. Hello? Who's there? Who are you?
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out to the crowd. I need some peanuts and cracker jacks.
Ah! take Dan out to a ball game. Or die.
I don't care.
The Sports Hub, we're Toucher and Rich. That's Danny Roach, the one man on the planet. And this proves my theory that he's horribly depressed, that or he's manic, is that he hates summer solstice but loves winter solstice.
Fred, he texted me already this morning saying, great way to wake up on a Monday morning. Exclamation, like five exclamation points.
Why the hell he's up at six, I can't tell you. Because what he'll say
is,
like,
get that man a PPM.
Well, what do you exactly think? We're not allowed to talk about that. Sorry. But I understand what you're saying.
PPE. Get him some PPE.
That's right. Get him some penis pill enlarger. Dan, he loves the winter solstice because it brings him hope, he thinks. Because then, over the course of the next 5 months...
Hold on. Stop there. That does the opposite for me. It doesn't bring me hope at all when we're in January.
No, well, yeah.
December.
He sees it as the light at the end of the tunnel as opposed to right now.
Oddly enough, I see that as entering the tunnel.
Well, of course you do, what, John.
When you're buying back a minute a day, I mean, woof. I mean, you get
wait till January 30th when it's 4 o'clock and it's still dark.
I mean, yeah. February where we get bombed with a snowstorm, fabulous. I feel awesome.
No, but great. It takes a month to gain a half hour of light.
Yes,
is that lost on anyone? Like you get an hour. So by the end of January, by the end of February, it's probably getting dark at 5:10 instead of 4.
Instead of 4 o'clock, yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, what are you talking about? At least this means that, what do you think, it's going to start getting dark tomorrow? He's a very dark person. There's a lot of, as someone who has a nose for this due to my Psych 101 class I took my freshman year of college, I can tell you that this man has some demons.
Well, the last 3 months you've seen kind of the beginning of cracks in the foundation. I mean, just for the casual observer, not the expert that you are in psychological evaluation, but I think those of us who did not have that in us have seen cracks in Dan Roach's foundation from afar over the last couple of months. And maybe I don't think it's exclusively has to do with baseball. I think it's just we haven't been able to do much, and Dan has not been able to turn that frown upside down as much as he'd like.
I will tell you this, is that again, I lost it. I mean, we had to go to Tennessee or all kinds of repercussions with my family would have happened. We would have, I don't know where I'd be right now. But that I'm still, if Dan felt or feels that things are very strange, then I'll give him more credit than I would if he didn't. See, what I don't understand, and this is not an insult to anyone, I don't think that anyone's ignorant by this. I don't think anyone's dumb. But your ability to adapt is fascinating to me if you just went, okay, this is the way it is, and I'm just going to have to deal with it. See, that to me is a life skill. If you gave me, again, 3 wishes, I'd want to be able to go to sleep whenever I could. And then the other one would be able to just go, okay. That is such a healthy way to live your life. That is such a great way to... You're not fretting about everything. See, I fret about very little things. At all times, I am aware of the dangers around me. Whether they be internal or external. My whole life is a series of checks and balances. Constantly reassuring myself that either I'm not losing my mind or I am indeed that these triggers are not happening.
I hadn't noticed any of this, really?
Yes, right, of course. A little neurotic. So, medicated for such.
Right.
So when something like an invisible virus that can kill you is released into the air and they go, don't leave your house, and if you leave your house, put on a mask. The idea that people were just like, cool, is I am more jealous of you than you will ever know. My wife was like that. She was like, we're just going to have to deal with it. But the kids aren't allowed to go to school. They're going to have to go to school by the computer. You know, instead of birthday parties, they're having people drive by houses and honk. You can't go outside without a mask. They're telling you not to leave your house. And then I would see, like, Patton Oswalt, who I like, but he tweeted out, like, you know, what's the big deal about staying home? Oh, I don't know. There's only every movie ever made. Well, I don't want to watch every movie ever made. I don't want to be told you can't go outside. Jesus! And then I turn around and I'm like, what's wrong with everyone? Why am I the one? But I'm the one. No. Always the one.
I think of someone who is used to being outside and coming and going wherever they want suddenly cannot come and go at all. I mean, that's a shock to the system. Now, it's how you react to that shock to the system. I agree.
Yeah.
If you are someone who is an outdoorsman, for example, and you love taking walks and you love nature, like our buddy Adam 12, he likes a good nature hike, does he not? You know,
you're missing the point. It's not if you like, but, to be. I'm not no, hiking anywhere.
All of a sudden, you're trapped inside.
It's your lack of control. The thing is that something unprecedented. Swine flu. I can relate. Horse and buggy days. So, but it's something like unprecedented that's happening. And the government saying don't go outside. That you have no control over anything. No businesses are open. There's nowhere to go. They've literally put wood over the hoops in a playground. And again, God bless you. You have a life skill and a mindset that's a 5,000 times better than mine. But I am fascinated that people were like, cool. I mean, they're not letting you do anything but go to a patch of grass. And that's even, they're telling you. Like, I was taking my kids out at one point to a big field where I would just play wiffle ball. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's all we did is play wiffle ball. That's all we could do. And then I would see people that I normally would try to avoid. And then when I saw them, I'd be like, oh, can we talk? Can we talk? I mean, talking to someone in person, you couldn't do that. Mm-hmm. So all you got to do is talk to your family. And if you got to talk to your family all that time, again, God bless you. I mean, you didn't get sick of each other? I don't know.
I don't know.
It creates a whole dynamic, and then it creates a paranoia of where are you going and what are you doing.
That's the point. It's how you react to it. And if you don't react a little bit strange, regardless of whether you like being outdoors or not, it's weird. You know, there are people in this world that spend most of their lives indoors that I know. You know, people who do a lot of stuff remotely, people who, you know, IT guys who do a lot of stuff remotely and spend hours and hours and hours indoors. They never see the daylight, that have gone crazy, even though their lives are exactly the same because now there are restrictions. The outside world has been cut off. They don't have that freedom to come and go as they pleased, even though they very rarely come and go. You know what I'm saying? It's a mental thing.
No, it's completely a mental thing. I would argue that being on house arrest is better than being stuck inside because the government is telling you that there's an invisible.
Because you know what the parameters are.
Also, people can leave, and if you really wanted to, and if worse came to worse and you were losing it, you could go somewhere and do something. You'd have to pay a price for it, but logically, at least you would have that in your head that if I wanted to, I could go to my favorite place or I could talk to other people. You know, people could come by and, you know, sit on your front porch. You could open up the front door and talk to them. Ugh. But there you go. You all rolled with the punches while I lost my mind. And it's good to have you back, Fred.
Fred, I feel like you're back today.
Yes.
Hearing you today, I'm like, the Freddy T is back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, listen, I mean, I ruled during the shows where I was freaking out, but I mean, what are you going to do? I mean, I still brought it to the table every day.
Go back to the freak out, Fred. We like that.
There's something to be said about not knowing what was coming next. Yeah, I agree.
Good to have you back. Can't wait to see you, Fred, next week.
That's right.
I know. I'm going to see other people and be able to talk to them.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we've been going to the pool, and then you get to talk to someone at the pool, and then you're like, this is the stuff. You're talking to someone. Hoo-wee. Now that's the stuff. It's amazing when you talk to someone in person that's not your parents, your kids, or your wife,
mm-hmm.
who are all wonderful people.
I agree.
That it adds a sense of purpose to your life. All right. Anyway, we'll come back. We'll save the replay for later, but we'll come back and we can discuss this Kyrie Irving situation a little bit more.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
If Heineken Silver was a 60-second radio ad, it'd tell you all the stuff you need to know in only 30 seconds to keep things light and refreshing. Seriously, time me. Heineken Silver, a world-class light beer that's surprisingly crisp and refreshing, made with only premium quality ingredients and just 2.9 grams of carbs and 95 calories, all without compromising on taste. Heineken Silver, all the taste, no bitter endings. Order now at Heineken.com/silver. Must be 21 and older to purchase. Enjoy Heineken responsibly. Whew, 30 seconds, that's it. Done. Peace.
This is not your conventional sports radio show.
It's a lot of fun, right? You're having fun.
Dutcher and Rich, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
The Sports Hub. We are Dutcher and Rich. I am coming off an hour of sleep last night due to the fact that I slept till noon on Sunday, based on the fact that I was having dreams such as a giant bee having sex with my wife.
By the way, one of the listeners tweeted me and said the giant bee equals Goldberg.
Ooh. She didn't like Goldberg. Went on one date. He sent her a bouquet of flowers to her office.
Mm-hmm.
She found him. She didn't like that he drove a truck for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
And she did not like, she thought he was too big.
Oh.
Which is why she wanted a guy like me.
Big, but not too big. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I'm putting on weight. When I come back, I go, you didn't lose weight.
Oh, is that right? Bringing all 30 back?
No, I'm not going to do that. I hope not.
Hey, I'm happy. That's a good sign, Fred.
Oh,
that's a very good sign. Good for you.
All right. So here's the deal. NBA PA's, is it Michael Roberts or
Michelle?
It's Michelle Roberts. Okay, I thought so. Talking about if the players are going to want to play again, she says it's a question of does playing again harm a movement that we absolutely unequivocally embrace, and then whether our play can, in fact, highlight, encourage, and enhance the movement. That's what they're talking about, and that is indeed what they're talking about. If you don't know, apparently we talked to Chris Mannix earlier, and he was impressed that 80 people, 80 NBA players took part in the Zoom call. I thought 80 was low, but what do I know? 80 is what percent of the league?
Less than 20%.
Yeah, so it doesn't. I mean, if less than 20% are taking place in this call, I mean, obviously a lot of people don't care, but. One of the people that was not on the call was LeBron James. Now, say what you will about LeBron James and if you dislike him or not, but we can agree that LeBron James is incredibly philanthropic. He's kind of the anti-Michael Jordan in that he does state his opinions. Now, we do make fun of him for carrying around a copy of The Godfather for an entire season and, you know, making a big deal that he was reading. But nonetheless, he has made it known. His feelings on causes and especially dealing with minorities. And his feeling is that we, as basketball players, first of all, he wants to play. And second of all, he believes that he has a much bigger platform by being on the court and being able to talk about the issues over, you know, the course of, you know, a couple months to an international audience, an audience of millions and millions and millions, than if they don't play. Now, there's Kyrie Irving, who advised the players to play chess, not checkers, which if I'm a player, I'm going, ooh, nice. Where'd you hear about that? Gentlemen, it's time to play chess, not checkers. Huh?
And it probably took him about 15 minutes just to say that much in about five different ways, the way he speaks. Yes.
And he goes, I don't support going to Orlando. I'm not with the systematic racism and BS. Something smells a little fishy. Whether we want to admit it or not, we are targeted as black men every day we wake up. Now, that is that is true. Evidence does point to that as being a fact. I mean, the part of whether we want to admit it or not, we are targeted as black men every day we wake up. Well, that's not, no one's saying you're not.
I don't understand how they're being targeted as being black men just by returning to work.
No, no. The message is that it's an obvious one. It's that he's telling a group of people that would agree with him that black people are being targeted every day.
Right.
And you're hearing about this and you're hearing stories. And, you know, Chris Mannix said, you know, as a white guy, I don't want to talk about that. You know, I don't want to, you know, talk about this. But it's not talking about the issue. It's talking about, because we know the issue and we know the player's stances on the issue. That's why LeBron James not taking part in the phone call is a big deal. Because Kyrie, now, does Kyrie mean what he says? Does he think not playing is the best course of action? Does he think that's playing indeed chess, not checkers? Because LeBron James believes that playing and going out there and having that forum in front of all those microphones is the best way to do things. Now, is there another reason why Kyrie Irving would do that? Kyrie Irving's not playing. Kyrie Irving, you know, would not even be required to go. I mean, first of all, they're not making anyone go. But Kyrie Irving, certainly, if he had a problem with it, wouldn't have to go.
And said he was going to 10 days previous. Said he was going 10 days before that.
Yes.
And on a conference call with a lot of the same players.
And the recruiting thing might be real. They haven't opened contract.
Explain the recruiting.
Yeah, so remember when you know, Isaiah Thomas went to the All-Star game? It was a big deal here years back because he would talk to other players. Paul George particularly was one of them, and Danny Ainge, remember, he struck out on that trade. Well, last year, Kyrie Irving demanded to play in the All-Star game, though missing regular season games with the Celtics.
And there was a picture of him or video of him talking to Kevin Durant in the hallway.
And looks like he was saying two max contracts, it looked like.
Yep.
And the Brooklyn Nets have, I believe, a way to get one more free agent into that mix to create a big three on that team. So if he's there in Brooklyn, he might be able to court some sort of free agent or player that's unhappy in their current situation and bring them to Brooklyn, because Kevin Durant is healthy to play. He can play if he wants to play. But Brooklyn wants to go all out next season. So if Kyrie, who's the head of the, what is it, the NBPA?
Assistant, one of the many vice presidents.
I can't believe that. I still can't believe that.
Apparently, according to Mannix, he has a very powerful voice, especially with the younger players, who he said grew up watching Kyrie Irving.
Okay.
Well, I would say, how old is Kyrie Irving?
28?
Yeah, in his 20s. But oh, Jaylen Brown wasn't having that, though. He's like, everyone might like you. I don't. He's already poisoned the Brooklyn Nets already this year. Again, I don't know why anybody would listen to this guy. I think, personally, this, again, I hate to sound cynical, but this sounds like he's trying to get in the limelight and, you know, try to help his reputation.
See, the other part of it is, I mean, just if you're a player, you look at the man's track record. He was the number two guy in Cleveland. He played under LeBron James, which is, I mean, take a back seat. I mean, LeBron's driving the bus. He comes to Boston, wants his own team, wants to be a number one guy, and failed miserably. He goes to Brooklyn, wants to be the number one guy, barely plays at all, and then sits out. and then decides that, you know, he skipped certain games, especially one against a team that he was formerly the number one guy. How many times did he come to Boston and play?
None.
That shows no leadership whatsoever, and then undergoes season-ending shoulder surgery to make sure he misses the rest of this season when he sees his team isn't going very far.
And it's funny that you mentioned that, because he's definitely second on the list in terms of this issue. I mean, let's face it, if LeBron James plays and says, first of all, LeBron James not getting on any conference call. And if LeBron James says, I'm playing and here's why, and says, look at my track record, not on the court, off the court, and who do you think they're going to listen to?
Yeah, that's what Patrick Beverly said.
I was just saying that. Yeah. I said that earlier.
If he's hooping, we're hooping, is what his quote was.
He's our guy. He's the leader. If he plays, I'm playing. And look, there are a lot of players that feel the same way.
Yeah, look at his track record talking about issues. Look at his track record in terms of helping causes to further the black community. I mean, look at his track record with everything. If I'm a player and he says I'm playing, I'm playing. So I would take his word over Kyrie Irving's, or his ideas over Kyrie Irving's, as much as we make fun of him, and as much as he's silly with his dumb books and everything that, you know, he lays on the floor and goes, look at me, I'm reading.
And somewhere in Kyrie Irving's mind, he has to know this.
Yeah.
He knows he's a vice president of the NBA Players Association. He's seen the inner workings. He knows LeBron has pull. He's played on the same team as LeBron. He knows LeBron has pull wherever he goes. So let's go back to your original question, Fred. What's he trying to accomplish here? And I'm still confused. I don't know.
He's got Dwight Howard on his side, so he's got that going for him. I don't know what he's trying to accomplish, because he's not going to accomplish it. And he changed his mind, and the timing of it seems awfully weird, because, the major incident, the 8 minutes and 46 seconds incident, which is one of the most disturbing things, if not the most disturbing thing I've seen on the internet that happened in real life. These protests had been happening for quite some time, and, you know, the issues are the issues. Again, what could be seen as a distraction. By the way, the NBA is not going to stop people caring about an issue. Just the NBA, you know, and that's kind of like, don't you think that's a little narcissistic to go, well, if we play, it completely distracts
from everything? No, it just brings more eyeballs to it. That's all. I think that's all they're asking. That's all they want. Yeah. I don't think they're going, just by showing up, they're going to change everything.
T-shirts.
But powerful black athletes.
Yes.
Bringing that message to the table with millions and tens.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Then I don't think they expect to change anything, Fred, but they expect to lend a tremendous voice to push it forward as much as they can.
Exactly. And so, so if the NBA, the idea is, and Mannix kind of hedged this, is the idea is if they play, excuse me, it's such a major distraction that for the American public that people are going to forget about the issues. And by the way, what's more effective, LeBron James going out and talking about the issues to a worldwide audience, or Kyrie Irving saying we're not going to play? Well, if you're not playing, what are people going to do? They're going to watch other sports. They're going to watch other things. Mm-hmm. And your voice is not going to be. If you strike because of this, I got news for you. It's going to be huge news for a week, and then people are going to move on.
Now, and the NBA will tear up its current labor agreement, because if the players don't play, the NBA is going to lose over $1 billion.
Right.
And the NBA is going to go, okay, we don't have any money to pay you for next year, so we have to renegotiate the whole thing. We're going to start over, and you guys, who, by the way, really got fleeced the last time we negotiated with you, they lost just about every advantage they had in revenue sharing the last time these two teams sat at a bargaining table. They're going to get drilled again, the players. So if Kyrie somehow got everyone behind him and staged a massive walkout, that would be a killer move for the players. They'd lose billions and billions of dollars.
That sport makes the most money. My only thing is this: if they do play, if they do have the season, which it looks like it probably will happen, how watered down will it be? How many players don't play? And in that case,
didn't have a number when we talked to him.
Let's hypothetically say the Lakers win the championship. Is that a stain on LeBron James?
No, it's not.
A watered down playoffs?
I don't think that's a
statement. Well, first of all, what are we talking about by watered down? Because if I'm Danny
What about
Lillard,
Giannis? What about Embiid? What about Kawhi Leonard, Paul George?
They're going to play.
What if they don't?
Okay, what if they don't? I mean, what if the ball deflates in the finals and with 2 seconds remaining? Listen.
Joel Embiid might have eaten himself out of playing. Giannis just had a kid.
Here's the deal. If I'm Damian Lillard, I'm not risking it. I'm not playing.
Yeah, and even Carmelo Anthony said the same thing, and they're both on the same team. All I'm saying is this. Giannis just had a baby. And Enes Kanter came out recently and said he knows for a fact an Eastern Conference player won't go to the bubble. I'm not saying it's Giannis, but imagine if it's Giannis. That's watered down. That's a watered down league, in my opinion, and asterisk.
He just had a baby, and he wouldn't go to Orlando?
No, I'm just saying he just had a baby.
He doesn't want to be away from it for so long. That's his point.
Oh,
he doesn't want to be away from his kid. Now that he just had a baby, doesn't want to be away from it for a month.
There's going to be no it. Please.
That's my speculation, by the way.
Fine. You know what? You know where there's not going to be. You just want the Celtics not to have to face Milwaukee.
Nope, never said that. I called it a watered down playoff.
Okay.
What I called it.
Here's the deal: is that let's face it. In all reality, you are safer in Orlando during the situation with your family than you would be anywhere else.
Really?
Hell yeah! Instead of just walking around wherever you live, yeah, you're safe. They test you every day. By the way, I get a test. For Corona.
Really?
Yeah, because I'm having one of my favorite things, a colonoscopy, and apparently they have to give you the Rona test before they'll give you the whole... So I got that going for me. You understand what I'm saying? You see where I'm coming from?
Checks
give
notes.
Them the old... pop, 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 boot-a-dee-boot. But listen, no, they're testing everyone, every day? They're having you live in this... And I like how it's a bubble. It's this gigantic... bubble.
What did Mannix call it? A spaghetti strainer?
He said it's a spaghetti strainer.
He called it a strainer,
I mean, this isn't being in your house. I mean, this is a massive complex. You know, miles and miles and miles and miles and miles and miles and miles of things. But there's nowhere safer. If everyone around you is being tested every day, where would you be safer?
I don't know. I'm just saying Orlando right now, the cases are very high. They're going up every day. And maybe you're right.
But
maybe
you're not walking around Orlando. And first of all, Jamlando, if you go to Church Street Station, you're fine. You're just having the time of your life. That's probably why they're pissed. I can't go to Church Street Station. Oh, they used to have 2-for-1 whiskey, Jack and Cokes at the piano bar, and we'd sit through that crap just to have the Jack and Cokes. But come on. You're not going to be safer anywhere else. Anywhere else, it's certainly in America, the good old U.S. of A.
This is the best possible solution, the NBA. The NBA has come up with the best possible solution given the sport and given the timing of it. And the NBA players, all of them have to take stock. If you want to play, this is the best we can possibly do. It's the best anyone can possibly do at this point, considering all the players and all the people and all the personnel that they now have to take care of. I don't see a better solution out there. If anyone else can think of one, please tell me. But the NBA players are like, all right, if you don't want, and they've even given the option, if you don't want to play, don't play. They can't do any better than this.
And by the way, so I would argue, as LeBron has, that your voice is going to be much better heard by playing. And secondly, if you win a championship, what does that do for you in terms of earning money? You automatically, how much endorsement money do you pick up? By winning a championship and you're one of the main players on the team? I mean, all of a sudden you're a star. You get that championship. Jesus, Bill Laimbeer had 15 commercials in Detroit.
For what?
I don't know, like auto parts or what have you. Bell Tire. There was a girl that... Yeah, furniture stores.
I would love to see a Laimbeer commercial. What does that look like? Can we YouTube that? I'd love to hear what a Laimbeer commercial
Converse
is.
Converse commercial maybe he was in.
Laimbeer?
Yeah.
Well, maybe at the end, like as a throw-in when he had Bird and Magic do their thing, and then, you know, Laimbeer's like, I won and you guys didn't, something like that.
Well, Isaiah Thomas had a commercial with his mom for Detroit Electric that he goes like, I'm the best or something. She goes, oh, Isaiah. All right, we'll be back with one of our favorite moments from the show.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
If Heineken Silver was a 60-second radio ad, it'd tell you all the stuff you need to know in only 30 seconds to keep things light and refreshing. Seriously, time me. Heineken Silver, a world-class light beer that's surprisingly crisp and refreshing, made with only premium quality ingredients and just 2.9 grams of carbs and 95 calories, all without compromising on taste. Heineken Silver, all the taste, no bitter endings. Order now at Heineken.com/silver. Must be 21 and older to purchase. Enjoy Heineken responsibly. Whew, 30 seconds, that's it. Done. Peace.
Our only concern is your condition.
Rich.
Oh, this guy's a piece of work, huh?
Toucher and Rich. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
We're Toucher and Rich. And it looks like hockey's got a date that they're going to get things going again, and that is July 15th. Now, there are issues about quarantining and getting up to Canada, but I have a feeling they'll be able to work with Canada to get this going, or a lot of people are going to lose their elected positions.
I hope you're right. I hope it all goes smoothly and people are at training camps by July 10th and away we go.
If I may just add, I mentioned how I'm a little concerned that we're further away from sports than close. The NHL hasn't said a thing besides, oh, phase three will start, you know, in a couple of weeks.
And by the way, there are still players that are not going to camp specifically because they still don't know what the end result is.
No, yes. but they're not saying that. What they're saying is that they don't see the point in going right now and having to quarantine when they can work out on their own, like on their home ice. Not home ice, meaning their franchise's ice, but you know the rink that they skate in the off season. So it's like the timing of it. So they feel if things start on July 10th, that they don't want to go down right now, that they want to, you know, train on their own, and then they'll go down and do the quarantine. The whole quarantine thing, I don't at all get. If you're, especially if you're coming, if you're in Canada, I mean, wouldn't you be probably in an area, like if they all live in like garbage places like Winnipeg and Edmonton. Wouldn't you think that
Vancouver's pretty cool? So is Montreal.
No, but those places, I don't know the Canadian statistics, but those places have a chance to have high levels of, I like Canada. Believe me, I like Canada. I'm a big SCTV guy. I like SCHITT's.
Some of your best friends are Canadians. I understand. Yes.
Yeah, that's right. You don't know. I can show you. But, yeah, all right. So I don't think Canadians are going to have – I think the Canadian government, if they want to keep their positions, are going to let this happen. But anyway, there was a time when a man by the name of Milan Lucic was playing for the Bruins, and he was kind enough to do this for us.
We might not see hockey until the first of the year.
Mm-hmm.
But there was Milan Lucic, and he does have his big charity softball tournament coming up that you and I have agreed to play in
mm-hmm.
on Wednesday evening out there in Lowell.
It was kind of cool having Lucic in here on Friday because there's a couple things we didn't realize. Obviously, he has a huge passion for hockey, but we didn't realize that he has a massive passion for music, but specifically a type of music that I never would have expected.
Really?
So, ladies and gentlemen, Lucic, with our new game, take it away. Milan Lucic.
Hi, I'm Milan Lucic from the Boston Bruins. Milan Lucic from the Boston Bruins.
Gostad trying to answer back, and Lucic will pound him down to the ice.
But today, I'm the luchador. The luchador. Ay, caramba.
Yes. Milan Lucic has a passion for the music of Would this be Mexican music?
It would be a Latino music.
This is Tito Puente, that kind of stuff?
It's like...
So he
I think this is traditional Mexican, this right here, though. Like mariachi music.
Okay.
Right.
Maybe Adolfo could fill us in with a very long-winded explanation. But nonetheless, he has a passion for this type of music.
Any music that has some sort of Spanish language attached to it, he loves it. Absolutely loves that kind of music.
You wouldn't know. He's from Vancouver, British Columbia, but he has a certain flavor.
Right. His alter ego, the Luchador, he likes to actually go out. And sometimes he's gone out to different places and played mariachi music. So here's what's going to happen.
He carries a whip.
Absolutely. It's the whip instrument. So he is going to give you the lyrics to a song that has some sort of Spanish lyrics. It can be English and Spanish mixed together. But you just have to identify who the artist is. I will give you multiple choice. For this one, all you got to get is 2 out of 5.
Do you understand what's going on, Andrew?
Oh, yes.
All right, so here we go. Let's hear from the Luchador, Milan Lucci.
Okay, the Luchador, take it away.
She'll make you take your clothes off and go dancing in the rain. She'll make you live her crazy life, but she'll take away your pain. Like a bullet to your brain.
All right, is that A, Ricky Martin, B, Luis Miguel, or C, Los Lobos?
A, Ricky Martin.
Oh, take it away, the Luchador.
She'll make you take your clothes off and go dancing in the rain. She'll make you live her crazy life, but she'll take away your pain. Like a bullet to your brain.
The Luchador.
Outside, inside, out. She's living la vida loca. She'll push and pull you down. Living la vida loca.
Ay caramba, that's a hit.
Excellent, good job. You did great.
Right. You didn't have to alter that at all. He kind of was right in sync with the rhythm there.
He knows the song. He actually was pretty close.
Yeah,
he knows the song. Mm-hmm. All right, so there you go. You got one right. Mm-hmm. And we continue with Milan Lucic, his love of all things Luchador.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go.
Bailamos, let the rhythm take you over. Bailamos, te quiero, amor mio.
You didn't seem too confident with that one.
No.
All right, no. Rich, what are the artists that could be the author of this song?
Okay, is that Selena, Sergio Mendez, or Enrique Iglesias?
Enrique.
Oh, take it away, Luchador.
Bailamos, let the rhythm take you over. Bailamos, te quiero, amor mio. Bailamos,
ay caramba.
Wanna leave this night forever. Bailamos, te quiero, amor mio. Te quiero,
quiero. Now that's a spicy tune.
Now, there's almost like a, my mom's in the other room, so I can't wake her up vibe going. There's a hesitancy in his voice. But my friend Andrew, you are doing gangbusters here. You got 2 for 2.
All right. Okay, now, name the Luchador. Which artist is the following? Take it away, Milan.
La Guerra Macarena, Acta Cola Pacarena, Caracena Vita Buena. La Macarena. Hey, Macarena.
Oh, who could forget the Macarena? Such a sensation. Rich, what? But you don't remember the artist, but maybe we can help out here.
Okay, is that Ricky Martin, Iglesias, Enrique Iglesias, or Los Del Rio?
Oh, I gotta go with C.
Los Del Rio.
Yeah,
let's see if that's true.
La Cucuera, Guerra Macarena, Ata Cola Pacarena, Sede Bote Buena, Ata Cuera, La Guerra Macarena, Hey Macarena, La Cucuera, Guerra Macarena, Ata Cola Pacarena, Sede Bote Buena, Ata Cuera, La Guerra Macarena, Hey Macarena. I don't do Spanish.
Oh, but you do. Andrew, you're on fire here. You have 3 of 3, correct?
Mi amo es the Luchador.
That's right.
There you go. And Milan Lucic, he loves the music of South America. He loves this kind of Spanish in flavor.
The Luchador.
Yes, he's the Luchador.
And what is this song?
La cucaracha, la cucaracha. Ya no pena canoner. Porque la flauta, porque la flauta. Porque lo tiente, la estopeta danater.
Nailed it.
All right. Well, he obviously not familiar with this one, but and this seems more like a standard.
Yeah, is this, would that be Los Del Rio, Ricky Martin, or basically any mariachi band that you've ever seen singing at your table?
Yeah,
at dinner?
I go C.
I think it's C.
All right, let's take it away.
La cucaracha, la cucaracha, ya no pene que la flauta, porque la flauta. La cucaracha, la cucaracha, ya no pena canoner, porque lo piente, porque la falta, la estopeta de nater. ¿Es bueno? ¿No?
Someone says this is worse than Different Strokes 8 Ball. Worst bit since What's Happening.
Oh, come on.
Never do this bit again, terrible. Someone says, does he have a cold?
I don't even know how La Cucaracha goes.
Oh, yes, you do. Yes, you do. He's had his nose broken several times. Well, Andrew, it seems like you can't lose. Here we go. It's the fifth and final number now, from our friend Milan Lucic.
So there's certain ones that he was very hesitant about. He couldn't get the Spanish down, so he just kind of was reading it under his breath and then gave up on it. Let's take a listen.
Pala bala la bamba, pala la bamba, son estita en el paco de gracia. In a paco de grassi, or me per ti. Ay, arriba, arriba, arriba. That one's too way too hard.
All right, he's very soft spoken. Mm-hmm. He's not belting these out.
Is that Los Del Rio, Richie Valens, or Selena?
I'll give you a hint. This artist had a brother who was very jealous of his success. And then the mother, when the artist died, said, "Why was it not you?" Right. And he goes, "I work on the car."
And then the brother starting Young Guns.
Yeah, Selena.
No.
No.
It doesn't matter. You still got 4 out of 5.
That would be Richie Valens, yeah. Baby.
Pala ba ba la la bamba. Pala ba ba la la bamba. It's an estita in a paco de grassi. Hola. He speak better Spanish than Adolfo.
Yeah, I don't think he was committed to this thing, but Andrew,
he wants it just as loud as he gets.
Andrew, you've won a dozen Sports Hub Callaway Hex Black golf balls, the same ball played by Phil Mickelson and British Open champion Ernie Els. So you got that.
Excellent, thank you.
Take it away, Luchador.
Ah, la cultura, güera macarena, a la cola macarena, será muy buena. Ah, te cuida la güera macarena, macarena. Ah, la cultura, güera macarena, a la cola macarena, será muy buena. Ah, te cuida la güera macarena, macarena. I don't do Spanish.
Someone says that's better than Geddy Brewski anyways. No, nothing. Nothing. No. Geddy Brewski was the original.
Touch la cucaracha, sun. La cucaracha. Yeah.
You're not going to get Geddy Brewski again, my friends. Don't ever disparage the Geddy Brewski. That's what started it all.
Mi amo es the luchador.
Right.
I just like hearing China.
Ah, la cultura, la guerra macarena, a la cola macarena, caracena, but de buena. Ah, la tacuera, la guerra macarena, macarena.
He gets real confident at the end. I know that's
why. Yeah.
He's like, all of a sudden, yep, I got this.
Yeah. He figures maybe if you whisper, it's not as bad. All right. We will take a break when we come back.
Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
If Heineken Silver was a 60-second radio ad, it'd tell you all the stuff you need to know in only 30 seconds to keep things light and refreshing. Seriously, time me. Heineken Silver, a world-class light beer that's surprisingly crisp and refreshing, made with only premium quality ingredients and just 2.9 grams of carbs and 95 calories, all without compromising on taste. Heineken Silver, all the taste, no bitter endings. Order now at Heineken.com/silver. Must be 21 and older to purchase. Enjoy Heineken responsibly. Whew, 30 seconds, that's it. Done. Peace.
Is your workplace still using 5-gallon plastic jugs for your water service? Hey, it's Joe Murray. Listen up, because I'm here with Matt from Clear Tide.
Thanks, Joe. With Clear Tide, you can say goodbye to heavy lifting, missed deliveries, bottle storage, and worrying about how much bacteria might be living in your bottled cooler, and say hello to purified, endless refreshment all for one flat monthly rate.
What are you waiting for? Visit BottleFreeBoston.com to start drinking more and spending less at your office. That's BottleFreeBoston.com, and make sure to tell Matt and the Clear Tide team that Joe Murray sent you.